All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless you all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope that y'all doing all right, staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you are baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just pray that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better and that you become more strong and wise in the Lord. I pray that you keep fighting the good fight of faith. You keep running your race. You keep your eyes fixed on the Messiah. You keep your eyes fixed on the prize. You stay on that narrow path, and you help out plenty of people along your journey forevermore. Amen. Always remember that the Lord will never leave you nor forsake you, and that the Messiah intercedes for you. So always stay thankful, grateful, and appreciative. Take it one day at a time. Most definitely, let's thank the Lord for another day. Let's thank the Lord for waking us up and giving us another chance to seek his face. Let's thank the Lord for food in our belly, clothes in our back, and a roof over our head. And let's just thank the Lord for protecting us and guiding us coming in and going out, guiding us through the morning, guiding us through the afternoon, guiding us through the evening, getting us through the night, the days, the weeks, the weekend, just constantly looking out for us with his grace, mercy, favor, love, the outstretched arm of God, the mighty hand of God, the finger of God, the favor of the Lord, his grace, his mercy, just countless of things the Most High has done throughout our lifetime, because he continues to keep doing for us, amen, because he is that excellent, awesome, his mercy endures forever. He gave us his word, he gave his only begotten son to die for our sins. There's countless of things the Lord continues to keep doing for us every day, y'all. So always stay thankful and always give him the praise. Hallelujah. Most definitely, y'all. Welcome, everyone. I appreciate all of you for listening and supporting. It means a lot to me. I love you all. Praying for you all. Let's always uplift each other in Christ and encourage each other in the Lord. Let's always pray for each other, intercede for each other, comfort, support one another. Brothers and sisters of the faith, we are all going through our different situations at the moment, and the Most High is still with us. So let's always have that joy, gladness, and let us always stay upright for him. Hallelujah. Most definitely, people. Much love to the 12 tribes of Israel scattered all four corners of the earth, all the Israelites, all at the ends of the earth. Much love to the church. Much love to the brave, courageous martyrs out there for the gospel. And much love to all the great tribulation saints, all the engrafted Gentiles of all nations, tribes, languages, tongues, races, faces, kindreds, all over the world. Much love to the brand new converts. Much love to all of you. Anybody who just gave your life to Christ, who just got baptized, who just became a believer, God bless you as well. Welcome as well, people. Much love all over the world, most definitely. Welcome, everyone, all peoples, all nations, all tribes, all languages, all tongues, all races, all faces, all kindreds, everybody all over the world. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. All the animals, all the creatures, all the beasts, all the fish in the sea, the birds in the air, the trees, the plants, the mountains. Let all of God's creation praise him. Amen. Most definitely, y'all. Whether you are an Israelite or a Gentile, it is all right. Whether you are chosen or adopted and grafted in, it is all right. Let us get together, praise the Most High, sing a new song, clap our hands, stomp our feet, praise him. Always serve him with gladness and joy. Always worship a spirit of truth. Express yourself to the Lord. Cry out to the Lord. Get what you need. Do what you got to do. Amen. The joy of the Lord is your strength, everlasting joy. Count it all joy. And always, you know, cheer up, people. You know, I know it's very challenging for many people out there to cheer up and stay positive because of things around them, what have you, but the Father's in control, people, amen. So the just shall live by faith. We walk by faith and not by sight. We trust in him through it all, amen. Most definitely, people. Play an instrument, make a joyful noise, make a joyful sound, hit that dance for the Lord. Do what you gotta do, just rejoice, always rejoice, people. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Love the Lord your God with all your might, heart, soul, strength, and might. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Love the Lord your God with all your mind, heart, soul, strength, and might. Let us love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And let us keep doing Father's business and Father's will for the rest of our lives until the Son comes back. Amen. He is coming back like a thief in the night. He is coming back at an hour nobody knows but the Father. In a twinkling of an eye, he is coming back for a people who are spotless, blameless, ready to go. So let us be washed up by the water through the word. Let us be washed up by the water by the word. Let us keep our lamps, keep our oils, keep the commandments, keep the gospel. Keep the faith, keep the testimony of Jesus, constantly stay on this narrow path, constantly doing his will, constantly being a doer of the word, constantly spreading the gospel all over where we can, doing this great commission, amen. Let's always stay upright, vigilant, sober, pray without ceasing, everything, all right? Stay strong, people, stay strong. Most definitely, let's know the Lord better, let's get more close to him, let's seek his face. Let the Lord keep revealing himself more to us through dreams, visions, encounters, all types of interactions forevermore. Most definitely, y'all, let's seek his face. Draw near to God, he'll draw near to you. Let us obey the gospel. Let us obey the law, statute, commandments. And let us obey all of God's word. Anything the Most High has told us personally according to our lives, our calling, our assignments, our tasks, our situations, our gifts, our talents, our future. Whatever the Most High assigned us, let's handle that, people. Let's do our part. All right. The Most High is going to always be faithful, excellent, and amazing. We got to do our part, y'all. So let's be more disciplined. Let's have more accountability. And let's be more alert and stronger, okay? Most definitely, people, y'all hang in there. Amen. Praise the Most High, y'all. Praise the Most High. So in today's message, we will go through another commentary, okay? We will go through today's Bible reading. We will go through the recommended reading scriptures, go through this commentary. And then from there, we will close out with a prayer. We will close out with a priestly blessing. And we will close out, give all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And praise His only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. Hallelujah, y'all. So let's start off with the essentials of Job, okay? We are in the book of Job now regarding the commentary. So, you know, anybody knows about the story of Job, we know there's always a lot of lessons we can always get out of that, apply in our personal lives right now. You know, a lot of people right now on earth are going through a Job-like test, a Job-like tribulation or hardship or what have you. So this is definitely going to be encouraging for many people out there to just show you how amazing God is and how His outstretched arm is on us, all right? So let's go through with the essentials of Job, the introduction of it, okay? So here we go. Okay, the audience, people of Israel, the setting, the land of Uz, an area of Edom, southeast of the Dead Sea. Essentials of Job. Because Job tells a difficult story, you might choose to avoid it. But if you bypass Job, you miss out on discovering a friend whose suffering can teach you some great lessons. Job helps you see that trust in God outweighs trust in answers. He shows you how to respond to the grief of others. He models what is best to say nothing, as well as what to do. As well as what to avoid saying when you do speak. As you read Job, notice how he introduces you to God. Through Job's painful experience and subsequent questioning, God speaks with a clarity and perspective that is unique in the scriptures. Ask God to meet you in a significant way as you read through this powerful book. What to look for in the book of Job? The power and purpose of human suffering, deep questions about God, deep questions for God, what God says about our demand for answers, the internal struggles of a godly man, the power and purpose of human suffering, God's ultimate power, authority, and omniscience. All right. So today's Bible reading will be the book of Job, chapter 1, verses 6 through 22. We'll go through the whole book, chapter 1. Chapter 1 is whole entirety, okay? Job, chapter 1 is entirety. Here we go. The prologue. In the land of Uz, there lived a man whose name was Job. This man was blameless and upright. He feared God and shunned evil. He had 7 sons and 3 daughters, and he owned 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, and 500 donkeys, and had a large number of servants. He was the greatest man among all the people of the East. His sons used to take turns holding feasts in their homes, and they would invite their 3 sisters to eat and drink with them. When a period of feasting had run its course, Job would send and have them purified. Early in the morning, he would sacrifice a burnt offering for each of them, thinking perhaps maybe my children have sinned and cursed God in their hearts. This was Job's regular custom. Job's first test. One day the angels came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came with them. The Lord said to Satan, "Where have you come from?" Satan answered the Lord, "From roaming through the earth and going back and forth in it." Then the Lord said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job? There is no one on earth like him. He is blameless and upright, a man who fears God and shuns evil." "Does Job fear God for nothing?" Satan replied. "Have you not put a hedge around him and his household and everything he has? You have blessed the work of his hands so that his flocks and herds are spread throughout the land. But stretch out your arm and strike everything he has, and he will surely curse you to your face." The Lord said to Satan, "Very well, then everything he has is in your hands, but on the man himself do not lay a finger." Then Satan went out from the presence of the Lord. One day when Job's sons and daughters were feasting and drinking wine at the oldest brother's house, a messenger came to Job and said, "The oxen were plowing and the donkeys were grazing nearby, and the Sabaeans attacked and carried them off. They put the servants to the sword, and I am the only one who has escaped to tell you." While he was still speaking, another messenger came and said, "The fire of God fell from the sky and burned up the sheep and the servants, and I am the only one who has escaped to tell you." While he was still speaking, another messenger came and said, "The Chaldeans formed 3 raiding parties and swept down your camels and carried them off. They put the servants to the sword, and I am the only one who has escaped to tell you." Wow, I just want to reread that part. It says, while he was still speaking, another messenger came and said, "The Chaldeans formed 3 raiding parties and swept down on your camels and carried them off. They put their servants to the sword, and I'm the only one who has escaped to tell you." All right, let's continue. While he was still speaking, yet another messenger came and said, "Your sons and daughters were feasting and drinking wine at the oldest brother's house when suddenly a mighty wind swept in from the desert and struck the four corners of the house. It collapsed on them, and they are dead, and I am the only one who has escaped to tell you." At this, Job got up and tore his robe and shaved his head. Then he fell to the ground and worshiped and said, "Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked I will depart. The Lord gives, and the Lord takes away. May the name of the Lord be praised." In all this, Job did not sin by charging God with wrongdoing. Amen. That's the book of Job, chapter 1 right there. So just within that one chapter alone, just that's a heavy chapter to read right there just on its own. This is very crazy to think about and reflect on how much things can a person go through and endure, you know. So in the beginning, it just starts off with introducing Job and how much of an upright man he is, how righteous he is, and blameless and upright, perfect, you know, a man that feared the Most High, shunned evil, and talked about his beautiful family and all the possessions he had, all the possessions he had, and all the great things that God blessed him with, you know. And then furthermore, it goes further into how the sons of God, the angels, the fallen angels, appear to the Most High, and they're all talking. And you see the Most High and the devil having a conversation about Job. And notice how it describes the devil. It says how he goes to and fro the earth, how he goes up and down upon it. You know, so it shows you how he's roaming around the earth, and especially in these times that we're in right now, you know. And you see God and the devil having conversations about Job and talking about how righteous he is or what have you. And it's just something to kind of think about, you know. If God and the devil are having a conversation about you in your life, what do you think they'll be talking about? You know, what do they see when they look on you? You know, what is something to reflect on? You know what I mean? Because with the way we go about our lives every day, what have you, are we truly living in a godly way? Are we truly fearing the Lord on earth? Are we truly, you know, following the Most High's word and really being a good example we're supposed to be? It's just something to think about, you know. And then, you know, the Most High just puts Job through that test, and you see everything just hit him just right on the spot. It was like one thing after another. You saw one servant, another servant with different messages, a different message for everything. They attacked, you know, his family got attacked, his animals, possession, his servants, just everything from Job basically got stripped away within that one situation. You know, in life, a lot of times that can happen for a lot of people, you know, be one thing after another, or just a whole bunch of things hit you at once, you know. Many of us in our lifetime have been through probably crazy scenarios like that, or probably dealing with it right now, or may deal with it later down the road, right? You know, because these times that we're in, we're all going to go through different tests, trials, tribulations, attacks, things out of our control. You know, and a lot of times we beating ourselves up over it or what have you. A lot of times we, you know, people obviously get discouraged and lose hope in those situations, but our true hope is only in the Lord. That's really it. And like I said earlier, you know, a lot of people right now are going through a Job-like situation, you know, and, you know, you got to hang in there and be patient. I know that's easier said than done and what have you, and you're not alone, okay? You are not alone. A lot of people today are very isolated, very antisocial, or don't trust people, have their guard up, or self-conscious or what have you. A lot of people go through these things all by themselves. As you read more of the story of Job, we know that Job had three friends who were there for him and what have you, but a lot of times people go through so much problems just all by themselves. People get betrayed or isolated from their own family or friends or people that they know. A lot of times they're misunderstood and they just be coping with it by themselves, you know. And it's you know, it's a crazy thing, because this is why loneliness, depression, mental health, the suicide rate is so high today, because a lot of people are so unsupported. A lot of people don't have a support system. They don't have family and friends around them to comfort them. They don't really have much comfort in their life, you know. And this is why we have to always encourage each other and be peaceful and patient with one another, man. And we got to remind people that you're not alone. And we got to constantly tell people how much we all need God in our lives, because God is our true comfort, you know. And most people, man, we just got to trust in the Lord, you know. You know, people's hearts wax cold, and the offense has grown at a high level, and disrespect and impatience and lack of concern for each other, lack of compassion, lack of mercy, lack of grace is what caused a lot of isolation, a lot of people being misunderstood, what have you. But God cares about your situation, okay? You're not alone, all right? So you just see all these things happening to Job just like that. But even through all this, Job did not curse God. Job did not sin. You know, Job worshiped God. Job praised God through that. You know, how many of us can praise God through a devastating situation? How many of us can worship the Lord when something awful, traumatic just happened to you on the spot? You know, that type of self-control, that type of trust in the Lord, that type of faith is what we need to practice and exhibit better. That Job-like patience, that Job-like trust, you know. No matter how crazy things look, we praise the Most High through it, you know. A lot of people be going through things where they don't even feel like praising, they don't even feel like praying or reading the Bible or nothing, but got to have that Job-like worship, you know what I mean? We worship the Father through the good, bad, and ugly, you know. So got to be strong and hang in there, people, amen. All right, so that's today's Bible reading. Now, what I love to do is read the recommended reading scriptures attached to this, okay? So now, we will go to the book of Job, chapter 42, verses 10 through 17. All right, so we're going to kind of bounce around, piggyback from scriptures throughout this commentary, okay? So Job, chapter 42, verse 10 through 17, his whole entirety. Job, then Job replied to the Lord, I know that you can do all things. No plan of yours can be stopped. You asked, who is this that obscures my counsel without knowledge? Surely I spoke of things I did not understand, things too wonderful for me to know. You said, listen now and I will speak. I will question you and you shall answer me. My ears had heard of you, but now my eyes have seen you. Therefore I despise myself and repent in dust and ashes. Epilogue. The epilogue. After the Lord had said these things to Job, he said to Eliphaz the Temanite, I am angry with you and your two friends, because you have not spoken of me what is right, as my servant Job has. So now take seven bulls and seven rams and go to my servant Job and sacrifice a burnt offering for yourselves. My servant Job will pray for you, and I will accept his prayer and not deal with you according to your folly. You have not spoken of me what is right, as my servant Job has. So Eliphaz the Temanite, Bildad the Shuhite, and Zophar the Naamathite did what the Lord had told them. And the Lord accepted Job's prayer. After Job had prayed for his friends, the Lord made him prosperous again and gave him twice as much as he had before. All his brothers and sisters and everyone who had known him before came and ate with him in his house. They comforted and consoled him over all the trouble the Lord has brought upon him. And each one gave him a piece of silver and a gold ring. The Lord blessed the latter part of Job's life more than the first. He had 14,000 sheep, 6,000 camels, 1,000 yoke of oxen, and 1,000 donkeys. And he also had seven sons and three daughters. The first daughter, the name Jemima, the second Keziah, and the third Karen Hapuch. Nowhere in all the land were there found women as beautiful as Job's daughters. And their father granted them an inheritance along with their brothers. After this, Job lived 140 years old. He saw his children and their children's children to the fourth generation. And he so died old and full of years. Amen. So you see in the beginning what Job went through, he saw the end of it. See, we go through these pages of life, man. We got to remember that the Most High, besides the author and finisher of our faith, man, and he's writing it out for us, you know what I mean? Right now, we might be going through a horrible chapter, a horrible phase, a very awful, dark page, but the page just gets better in our lifetime. The more we stay on this narrow path, the more we stay on track with God, the more we just keep trusting him and having faith in him, the pages get better, the chapters get better. You know, we get hit early with the tribulations, the hardships and ugliness, and then it gets more beautiful as time goes on. Amen. So Job's latter life was a lot more beautiful than the beginning of it when the attacks happened. You know what I'm saying? So that's how a lot of us are going to be, basically. You know, we might be going through something right now that we don't like or what have you, but it gets better. It truly does, people. It gets better. God is our true hope, our gladness, our salvation, all of that, man. The Lord don't leave his people hanging. Amen. He refines us and purifies us, man. So you got to always keep in mind of that, okay? The Lord will give you double for your trouble. He will bless it double, people. He will double that. Whatever you lost, you know, it will be restored, people. Whatever pain will happen, the joy is going to double it. Amen. The Lord is going to double our trouble. People is going to double us for it. Praise him forever. Now, let's go to the second recommended reading scripture, which is the book of Matthew, chapter 6, verses 9 through 24. Treasures in heaven. Do not store up for yourselves treasure on earth, where moth and rust can destroy it and where thieves can break in and steal. But store up yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The eye is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are good, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes are bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light within you is darkness, how great is that darkness? No one could serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or he would be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. Can't serve both, people. Amen. Can't serve two masters. Store up your treasures in heaven, people. Constantly was trying to say that in the message, store up your treasures in heaven, you know. And down here on this earth, a lot of things are temporary. So you don't put your heart into it too much. You put your heart into heaven. You put your heart to the Most High. You put your heart to the kingdom of heaven, things of God, you know. That's where your heart should always be placed in. Your heart should be placed on flimsy things that are temporary and seasonal, you know. Our heart should be on eternal, you know, eternal life, eternal things, everlasting life, king, you know. Our heart should be based around in the kingdom, you know. Praise the Most High. You got the heavenly, our citizenship is heavenly, okay? So embrace that more often, okay? So that's the second recommended scripture, The third recommended reading scripture I'd like to read is the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verses 10 through 13. Thanks for the gifts. Thanks for their gifts. I rejoice greatly in the Lord that at last you have been renewed for your concern for me. Indeed, you have been concerned, but you had no opportunity to show it. I am not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. Forever and always, people, most definitely. We are conquerors, people, more than conquerors. Remember that, all right? That is the third recommendatory scripture, okay? Now we will get to the actual commentary itself, all right? The title of this commentary is Treasure That Lasts. The phone ringing in the middle of the night, the doorbell ringing at 11 p.m., when your 16-year-old daughter has taken the car out for the first time, the waiting period as you sit at the doctor's office because you were called to discuss your test results. Do you know your dread buttons? These moments of panic instantly wrap cold fingers of fear around your heart. Some dread buttons are almost universal. I don't know how to tell you this, son, but your mother has just passed away. The company is having a hard time financially, and we need to cut our salaries exposure. So we've taken your son from the school to the hospital in an ambulance. Push any of these and the sweat begins. Now consider Job's situation. How could this father possibly have survived the day when God allowed Satan to push not just one of the Job's dread buttons, but essentially to jump up and down on the whole keypad? If you felt your own dread buttons pushed while reading Job's story, then you've made a connection with Job across thousands of years. We read about the disasters that crushed Job, and we instantly pray, Lord, please don't let that happen to me. Some men struggle with tragedy and heartbreak all their lives. Others seem to sail through relatively unscathed when it comes to such traumatic interruptions as job loss, injury, or illness. Still, when troubles come, we may have a hard time echoing Job's prayer in Job chapter 1, verse 21. The Lord gives and the Lord takes away. Instead, we expect God to give and then give some more. We certainly don't expect God to take anything away. And we usually resent it when he does. Yet everything remains his. At most, we're stewards of what he's entrusted to us. When we hold on to people and possessions as though they belong permanently to us, we only set ourselves up for deep disappointment. Jesus taught that we wrap our hearts around whatever we treasure most. See Matthew chapter 6, verse 21. But if what we treasure can be taken away or destroyed, our hearts will always be in danger. But God was the center of Job's life, his treasure. Job appreciated what he had, but his life didn't revolve around his possessions. Instead, his heart was wrapped around his relationship with God. What lessons can you learn from Job's experience? Amen. Things to take away from the commentary. What are your dread buttons? How have you handled losses in your life? What strikes you about Job's faith? In what ways would you want to be more like him? Amen. Center everything around the Most High, people. Center everything around him. Amen. There you have it. All right. That is the commentary for today. All right. people. Stay strong out there, okay? Keep centering your lives around the Most High forever. Keep Him first forever, okay? What I would love to do as I close out is give all the praise, honor, glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise His only begotten Son, died for our sins. Amen. Hallelujah, y'all. So here we go. Hallelujah. Praise the Most High God of heaven and earth. Most definitely, y'all. He is the God of Shem, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob. Most definitely, He's the God of Israel forevermore. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob forever. Most definitely, y'all. His only begotten Son died for our sins. He raised up 3 days later. He is risen. Hallelujah. Praise the Messiah. Most definitely, much love to Him. He is the last Adam, the second Adam. Praise the Most High, y'all, the Advocate. Praise the Lord, the Almighty, true, living God. Praise the Lord forevermore. He is the Alpha and Omega, amen, the apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith. He is the God of Noah, Job, and Daniel. Praise Him, y'all. He is the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed only potent, the blessed only ruler, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, Wonderful Counselor, the Creator, the Dayspring, the Deliverer, the Desire of the Nations, the Door, the Elect of God, Emmanuel, Eternal Life, the Everlasting Father, Faith and True Witness, Faithful and True, the Faithful Witness, the First and the Last, the First Begotten, the Firstborn from the Dead, Firstborn over all creation, the Forerunner, the Gate, the Glory of the Lord, God, the Good Shepherd, the Great High Priest, the Glory of the Lord, Great Shepherd, Great High Priest, Head of the Church, Heir of all things. Most definitely, He is the High Priest, the Holy and True, the Holy One, the hope of glory, the horn of salvation, the I am that I am, that I am who I am, the great I am, the image of God, Jehovah, Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jehovah Nissi, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus the Judge of Israel, the Judge, King Eternal. He is the King of Israel, amen. He is the King of Kings, hallelujah. He is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, Hosanna, the Son of David, Hosanna, the highest praise, King of Saints, King of the Ages, King of the Jews, the King, the Lamb. The Lamb of God, the Lamb without blemish, the last Adam, the lawgiver, the leader and commander, the life of the world, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone, the Lord is my banner, the Lord is our righteousness, the Lord is my portion, the Lord is my strength, the Lord is my rock, the Lord is my salvation, the Lord is my redeemer, the Lord is my healer, the Lord is my provider. He is our refuge, our good fortress, our high tower, our shield, our buckler. Most definitely, y'all. Yahweh, Yahuwah, Yahweh Shai, Yahweh Be Yahweh, Yahya Shai, Yeshua HaMashiach, Barakatha Shalom, Shalom, Yeshua Elohim, Yehosha, Yehusha, Yehosha, Ahaya Shai, Adonai. He is the consuming fire. He is the Father of lights, the Father of the fatherless, the Father of widows, the Father of mercies. He is the God of heaven and earth. His Son sits at the right hand of Him. The government rests on His shoulders. He is the great physician, can heal all things. He is the carpenter, can fix all things. With God, all things are possible. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. God made everything in 6 days and rest on the seventh day. He can fix your situation right now in the name of Jesus. We touch and agree, y'all. Call on Him. He'll show you great, mighty things, y'all. Search and seek Him with all of your heart, and you will find Him. Hallelujah. It is impossible, please God, without that faith. And faith without works is dead. So you got to have faith. People must see faith. All that, people. The just shall live by faith. We walk by faith and not by sight. Faith, obedience, righteousness, all that together, people. Your faith made you well. Your faith saved you. Pray at the Most High's favor. The favor of the Lord is upon you. Favor, grace, mercy forever. Healing, restoration, deliverance, miracle, signs, wonders forever. We are in agreement with the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. We know that for the rest of our lives, the outstretched arm of God's going to be in our lives forever. We know that the mighty hand of God's going to be in our lives forever. We know that the finger of God's going to be in our lives forever. Amen. Praise the Most High forevermore. He got us, people. He is with us, y'all. Praise Him forever. We are an everlasting generation being raised up, so you should be rejoicing right now about that. Amen. Praise the Most High forever, y'all. He is the Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God and Savior, our holiness, our spiritual husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb, the power of God, a precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the Resurrection of Life, the Resurrection, the Resurrected, the Life, the Revelation, the Revelator, the Righteous Branch, the Righteous One, the Radiant One, the Perfect Example, the Rock, the Root of David, the Rose of Sharon, the Ruler of God's Creation, the Ruler of the Kings of the Earth, the Savior, the Seed of Woman, the Shepherd and Bishop of Souls, the Shiloh, the Son of Abraham, the Son of David, the Son of God, the Son of Man, Son of the Blessed, Son of the Most High, God, Son of the Most High God, the source of eternal salvation for all who obey him, the Son of Righteousness, the Just One, the One Mediator, the stone the builders rejected, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. Yes, he's the truth. Amen. He is the way. Hallelujah. He is the way, truth, and life. Praise him. The wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of life, the word of Yahuwah. Most definitely, y'all, true word, y'all. We know that his word is purified, so which is David said in Psalms. And we know that every word of God is true, pure, and flawless, as the book of Proverbs says. As the book of Proverbs says, we know that his words are double-edged swords, the book of Hebrews says, amen. We touch and agree, y'all. So in the midst of everything going on in your life, y'all, you got to always remember how amazing the Messiah is, y'all. Got to always keep that in mind, that he is the name above all names, okay, and that all authority from heaven and earth has been given to him. He told us to cheer up. He told us that the world will give us trouble, but he overcame the world, amen. We know that real righteousness comes along, persecutions and things like that, people. That's the reason why the Messiah mentioned Noah, Lot, Job, Daniel, Jonah throughout the Gospels, because the Messiah is reminding us of how we're going to go through similar situations that these men faced in their previous generations, and how the prophets are persecuted and what have you, how we will also go through all types of things like that as well in these times that we're in. So we're all like a bunch of walking Jobs, Noahs, Daniels all in one, just because of our faith alone. You know what we're going to go through for the faith, what we're going to go through for the gospel, what we're going to go through for the Most High, you know. So we got to really stay strong, people. We might be going through our little stuff, little situations right now, but the world gets more wicked down the road. So the trial, tribulation is going to get harder, more intense, and we got to be more firm and strong in the word and upright. We got to keep on the armor of God. And we got to really endure through all this. And the Messiah said, he who endures to the end shall be saved. So prior to eternal life, we're going to go through a whole lot down here. All right. So let's stay strong and encouraged, always, and hopeful in the Lord, that we know that the Lord is our true hope. Okay. And that we will always rise to the top, because the Most High will always exalt us through all the things that we're enduring right now. Okay. Praise the Most High forevermore, y'all. Yes, praise the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the Lord of all, the abiding Son, Abash of the enemy, abundant grace, abundant life, Ancient of Days, Adonai, Advocate, Alpha Tau, Alpha and Omega, altogether lovely. Amen. Anchor of souls, Angel of God, Angel of His presence, Angel of Jacob, Angel of the Lord, Anointed King, Anointed One, Anointed of the Holy Spirit, Anointed Preacher, Anointed Witness, Anointed of My Head, Another King, Another Priest, Anthem of a New Song, Apple Tree, Appointed Heir, Appointed Judge, Appointed of God, Appointed Sacrifice, Appointer of Seasons, Approved of God, Ark of Strength, Armor for Strength, Armor of Redemption, Armor of the Lord, Armor of God, Assurance of Our Hearts, A Stonied One, Arthur and Finisher of Our Faith, Arthur of Eternal Salvation, Arrow of Conviction, Arthur of Peace with God, Arthur of the Book of Life, Availing Shield and Buckler, Baby of Bethlehem, Baby and Child of Promise, Balm of Gilead, Banner of Israel, Banner of Love, Baptizer, Bearer of the Seven Stars, Beautiful and Glorious Branch, Beauty of Holiness, Beauty of the Lord, Beginning and Ending, Beginning of Wisdom, Beloved White and Ruddy One, Beloved of the Father, Beloved Son, Better than Angels, Blessed and Glorious Lamb, Blessed and Only Potent, Blessed and Glorious Name, Blessed Lamb of Glory, Blessed One, Blessed Rock, Blessed of the Children, Branch of Righteousness, Bread of Heaven, Bread of God, Bread of Life, Breastplate of Our Righteousness, Bridegroom Lamb, Bright Light of Glory, Brightness of His Glory, Brightness of the Lord, Brightness of Thy Rising, Bringer of Good Things, Brother of James, Buckler to the Upright, Buckler to All, Builder and Maker, Build of the Church, Bruised and Afflicted of God, Bruiser of Satan, Captain of Salvation, Captain of the Lord's Host, Carpenter Jesus, Carpenter's Son, Chief Cornerstone, Chief Shepherd, Chiefest among 10,000, Child Jesus, Child of the Holy Spirit, Chosen of God, Chosen Stone of God, Christ Jesus the Lord, Christ of God, Christ our life, Christ our peace, Christ the Crucified, Christ the King of Israel, Christ the Lord, Christ the Rock, Christ the Son of David, Christ the Son of God, Christ the Son of the Blessed, Christ of the First Fruits, Christ the First Fruits, Cloud of the Lord, Cluster of the Campfire, Comfort of Mourners, Comforter of Zion, Compassionate Shepherd, Consuming Fire, Confidence, Conquering Lamb, Consecrated Son, Hallelujah, Consolation of Israel, Complete Control of All, Completer of the Saints, Contradiction of Sinners, Counsel of the Most High, Covenant of the People, Covenant of Promise, Convert from the Storm, Creator of Israel, Creator of the New Heavens and Earth, Creator of Principalities and Powers, Creator of the Earth, Creator of the Heavens, Creator of the Heavens, Creator of Visible and Invisible Things, Creator of the Winds, Crown of Glory, Crown of Pure Gold, Darling, Days Man, Day Spring from On High, Day Star, Defense, Deliverer, Deliverer to Zion, Deliverer of My Soul, Designer of the Universe, Desire of All Nations, Desire of Our Soul, Desire desire of the bride, desire of the prophets and kings, desire of the righteous, desire of women, despised and rejected one, despised of the people, dew of youth, dew unto Israel, diadem of beauty, disallowed storm, door of faith, door of the sheep, dwell of the heavenlies, El Shaddai, enlarge of God, elect of the Lord, Elohim, enlarge of my heart, enlighten of my darkness, ensign for the nations, ensign of the people, enthroned priest, equal of God, establisher of the ends of the earth, eternal Christ, eternal life, eternal word, Eucharist of our faith, everlasting God, everlasting King, everlasting name, everlasting priest, ever living intercessor, ever living one, ever merciful one, exalted and extolled servant, exalted God of salvation, exalted Lamb, exalted name, exceeding joy our God, our sure reward, excellency of God, excellent, excellent and comely one, executor of judgment, executor of righteousness, expectation of David, express image, eye of the Lord, face of God, face of the Lord, fairer than children of man, faithful, faithful ambassador, faithful creator, faithful Lord, faithful and just forgiver, faithful witness, faithfulness, father of the fatherless, fellow, first and last, first begotten from the dead, fire of Zion, firstborn among many brethren, firstborn from the dead, firstborn of every creature, firstborn son, first fruits of them that slept, first love, excellence of God, foreordained eternally, forerunner, former of all things, former of Jacob and Israel, former of the light, fountain of Jacob, fountain of the house of David, framer of the worlds, free gift, friend forever, friend of Abraham, friend of publicans and sinners, fruit of the earth, fruit of the womb, fullness of the Father, fullness of the Godhead, gardener of earth, gatherer of the winds, Gentiles trust, gift of God, giver of secrets and treasures of earth, giver of the good spirit, giver of the Holy Spirit, giver of the promise, gladness of the nations, glorious arm, glorious honor of thy majesty, glorious Lord, glorious voice with us, glory of God's majesty, glory of Israel, glory of the Gentiles, God bless forever, God manifest in flesh, God of David, God of great kindness, God of pardon and new life, God of righteousness and wrath, God of just run, God our Hallelujah, praise him, good and upright, good Lord, good shepherd, good teacher from the house, good teacher, good man of the house, governor, governor of many nations, gracious God, gracious Lord, gracious and full of compassion, great counselor, great door, great God, great high priest, great king, great Lord, great one, great priest, great prophet, great savior, great shepherd, great and amazing, awesome, excellent, wonderful God, greater than Abraham, greater than Isaac, greater than Jacob, greater than Jonah, greater than David, greater than Noah, greater than Solomon, greater than our hearts, greater and more perfect tabernacle, greatness of excellency, greatness of might, greatness of strength, greatness of thy power, greatness of Zion, green tree, guarantor of our security, guarantor of the new covenant, guarantor of the tree of life, guide for us, hand of the Lord, hanged redeemer, harmless, hated one, hater of iniquity, head above all, head of all principality and powers, head of every man, head of the body, head of the corner, head of the church, head over all, head over things, healer, healer of broken hearts, healer of souls, healer of wounds, health of my countenance, hearer of prayer, help of his countenance, help of the helpless, heir of all things, hidden God, hidden man, high above all, high and lofty one, high God, high Lord, high priest of good things, high priest over our profession, high priest over house of God, high right hand, high tower of mine, higher than heavens, higher than kings, highest one, his brightness, his dear son, his excellent greatness, his holiness, his holy arm, his loving kindness, his mighty hand, his right hand, his son, Jesus Christ, his son, our Lord, holier than thou, holy and true, holy child, Jesus, holy Lord God, holy name, holy one and just, holy one of God, holy one of Israel, holy one of Jacob, holy one of Mount Paran, holy thing, audible lamb of glory, honored son, hope in a day of evil, hope of David, hope of eternal life, hope of glory, hope of his people Israel, hope of Israel, hope of righteousness, hope of the promise, hope and joy of Abraham, hope and joy of Simeon, horn of David, horn of salvation, horn of the house of David, horn of Israel, horn of the house of Israel, horn of my salvation, Hosanna of the highest, praise Hosanna, son of David. Blessed be he that comes in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord, house of defense, humble of the high-minded, husband of Israel, husband of the bride. I am that I am who I am, the great I am, the image of God, image of the believers, image of the Father, image of the invisible God, Emmanuel, God is with us, immortal. Incarnate God, infinite one, inheritor of all nations, inheritor of my mountains, intercessor of sinners, jasper and sardine stone, jealous God, Jesus Christ, our Lord, Jesus Christ, our Savior, Jesus Christ, the righteous, Jesus of Galilee, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus the crucified, Jesus the grace and truth, Jesus the King of the Jews, Jew, judge among nations, judge of all the earth, judge of Israel, judge of quick and dead, judge of the fatherless, judge of widows, justifier of the spirit, justifier of the circumcision, justifier of the seed of Israel, just God, just Lord, just man, just one, just Savior, keeper of Israel, keeper of the covenant and mercy, keeper of the keys of hell and death, kindler of Tophet, King beautiful, King eternal, King forever, King of all the earth, King of glory, King of heaven, King of Israel, King of Jacob, King of kings and Lord of lords, King of nations, King of peace, King of righteousness, King of saints, King of the Jews, King of truth, King of Zion, kinsman near than I, kinsman redeemer, Kodashim, Holy One, Korban sacrifices, Lamb, Lamb of God, Lamb of Mount Zion, Lamb of the 144,000 sealed Israelites of the 12 tribes of Israel, Lamb of the first fruits, Lamb of the Israelites, Lamb of salvation, Lamb of the great multitude, Lamb of the 12 apostles, Lamb slain from the foundation, Lamb to the slaughter, Lamb without spot and blemish, Lamp, Lamp of the feet, last Adam, leader, commander, life, life of man, lifted and exalted son, lifted up suffering symbol, lifted up my head, light and truth, light everlasting, light in darkness, light of heaven, light of Israel, light of life, light of men, light of the city, light of the Gentiles, light of the glorious gospel, light of the glory of God, light of the path, light of the world, light of thy countenance, lily among thorns, lily of the valley, Lion of the tribe of Judah, Lion of Zion, living bread, living redeemer, living savior, living stone, long-suffering God, Lord in Christ, Lord in God, Lord and shepherd, Lord from heaven, Lord God of the holy prophets, Lord God of Mount Sinai, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord of glory, Lord Messiah, Lord Most High, Lord Yahuwah, Yahawah, Yahawashai, Ahayashiah, Yeshua HaMashiach, most definitely everlasting strength, Lord of a new covenant, Lord of all, Lord of David, Lord of glory, Lord of heaven and earth, Lord of hosts, Lord of kings, Lord of lords, Lord of peace, Lord of heaven's riches, Lord of the harvest, Lord of the Sabbath, Lord of the scriptures, Lord of the second advent, Lord of the whole earth, Lord our hope, Lord our judge, Lord our king, Lord our Lord, Lord our maker, Lord our righteousness, Lord our shield, Lord over all, Lord the God of hosts, Lord the judge, Lord thy creator, Lord thy redeemer, Lord thy savior, lover of righteousness, magnified Lord, magnified name, majesty, maker of all things, maker of Israel, maker of morning darkness, maker of one new man, maker of peace, maker of the new way, maker of the path and the sea, man Christ Jesus, man of God, man of sorrows, man of thy right hand, man of war, man of from heaven, marred one, married one, master in heaven, master of the house, master of the sea in the house, master of the sea, master of the house, mediator of a better covenant, mediator of a new covenant, mediator of a new testament, mediator between God and man, meek and lowly Jesus, merciful and faithful high priest, merciful God, messenger of the covenant, Messiah, Messiah the Prince, mightier than the mighty waves, mightier than the noise of any waters, mighty and strong one, mighty arm, mighty God, mighty hand of God, mighty man, mighty one of Israel, mighty one of Jacob, mighty power, mighty savior, mighty strength, mighty wisdom, mind of the Lord, mind anointed, mind elect, mind holy one, minister to circumcision, minister to sanctuary, minister to true tabernacle, most holy, most mighty, most upright, mystery of godliness. God works in mysterious ways. His ways higher than our ways, his thoughts higher than our thoughts. Narrow gate, Nazarene, near Lord, obedient son, offspring of David, ointment poured, one, one and only sacrifice, one Lord, one shepherd, only rock, ordained lamp of the anointed, ordained of the Father, ordained of the preachers, our King, our Lord, our Passover, our peace, our Sabbath, our sin offering, overcome a lamb, overcome of the overcomers, overcome of the principalities, overcome of the world, overseer of the congregation, pattern of the believers, peacemaker, perfect peace, physician, great physician, excellent physician, wonderful physician, good physician, amazing physician, pierced Messiah, pierced one, pillar of fire, plant of renown, pleased of the Father, polished shaft, portion of Jacob, portion of the land of living, portion of mine inheritance, possessor of heaven and earth, potentate, power, potter, potentate, potter, power of God, powerful and rich lamb, praise of the children, praise of the saints, preacher of good things, preacher of righteousness, precious lamb, precious Lord, precious stone, preeminent one, preparer of heavenly places, preserver of men, preserver of saints, preserver of the word, preserver of the faithful, preserver of his creation, priest, priest forever of Melchizedek, prince of life, prince of princes, prince of the kings of the earth, prophet of his brethren, prophet from Nazareth of Galilee, prophet, mighty deed and truth, propitiation for sins, propitiation of our faith, proverb to his people, pure one, quickening love, quickening spirit, quickening word, rabbi, rabboni, ransom for all, recompenser, reconciler of enemies, reconciler of things, earthly and heavenly things, redeemer and forgiver, redeemer of Abraham, redeemer of Israel, redeemer of souls, redeemer of the first testament, redeemer of Zion, redeemer the Holy One, redeemer the Lamb, redeemer the Lord of hosts, redemption, refiner, purifier, refuge for the oppressed, refuge for us, refuge from the storm, refuge in day of affliction, refuge in trouble, reigning lamb, reproach of men, rest for our souls, restorer of Zion, rejected stone of builders, resurrection and judge, resurrection and a life, revealer of secrets, revealer of counsels of the heart, revealer of the hidden mystery, revealer of the hidden things, reverend, rewarder of servants and prophets, righteous, righteous, a very faithful testimony, right hand of David, right hand of my righteousness, righteous branch, righteous God, righteous judge, judge, righteous man, righteous one, righteous rock, righteous servant, risen light, risen Lord, righteous servant, river of waters, rock higher than I, rock of Israel, rock of my refuge, rock of my salvation, rock of offense, rock of the church, rock of the wilderness, rock and fortress, rock our God, rock the Lord. Rod and branch, rod of his mouth, rod of my anger, rod of my strength, rod of that inheritance, root of David, rose of Sharon, ruler of Israel, ruler of the 24 elders, salvation of all nations, salvation of God, salvation of the daughters of Zion, good Samaritan, good neighbor, good helper, help the Samaritan woman, same Lord over all, same stone of prophecy, same yesterday, today, forever, same word of eternity, sanctified and sent one, saving health, saving strength of his anointed, Savior, Savior Jesus, Savior of all, Savior of the body, Savior of the lost, Savior of the world, scepter out of Israel, scorned one, search of hearts, second man, secret of thy presence, seeker of thy presence, seed of Abraham, promise, seed of Adam, humanity, seed of David, kingship, seed of God, deity, seed of Jacob, nationality, seed of Judah, tribe, seed of Shem, race, seed of one, prophecy. I mean, we touch and agree, y'all. In the authority and the power name of Jesus Christ, you are healed, renewed, restored, redeemed, forgiven, embraced, loved, new mind, new heart, new soul, new hands to prosper, new footsteps, new path, new journey, new dreams, new vision, new song to sing, new outlook, new attitude, new insight, wisdom, knowledge, understanding, comfort, peace, joy, gladness, happiness, victory, triumph, winning, prosperity, abundance, flourishing, conquering, new testimonies, new habits, new routines, new lifestyle, new scenery, new journeys, new destinations, new places, new faces, new experiences for the rest of your life. Healing, restoration, deliverance, miracles, signs, wonders. Praise the Most High forevermore. Behold, the Lord's doing a new thing. Your old ways are done with. The past is done. The former ways are you. Become a new creature in Christ. Be born again of spirit and water. Repent and get baptized. Holy Spirit baptism. Water baptism. Praise the Most High forevermore. Y'all get on a narrow path and stay on it. Store up your treasure in heaven, people. Prayers that your name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Prayers that your name is written and recorded in heaven. Prayers that you sit at the table with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob forever. Prayers that you have eternal life in 100-fold. Prayers that you have the tree of life forever. Prayers that you're in paradise with God forever. Prayers that you have the crown of life, the crown of rejoicing, the crowns of heaven. Prayers that you have the white robes and the palm branches singing to the Messiah, being glorified with the Messiah forever. Prayers that when it's all said and done, the Messiah looks at you and tells you, well done, good and faithful servant. When he was hungry, you fed him. When he was thirsty, you gave him a drink. When he was sick in prison, you checked in on him. You visited him. Praise the Most High forevermore. Embrace the new heaven, the new earth, the new Jerusalem. The many messages the Messiah and the Father promised us. Make sure you obtain that as well. Hallelujah. Amen. We touch and agree, y'all. Praise him forever, y'all. Praise him. We have to endure and go through a whole lot of stuff prior to that, okay? So we have to stay strong, people. Keep the commandments. Keep the word of God. Keep the testimony of Jesus. Keep the testimony of the Messiah. Most definitely keep the faith, people. Do not let no one take your crown. Do not renounce the faith. Do not denounce the faith, people. Do not fall. Do not take the mark of the beast. Do not worship the image of the beast. Do not fall for the false prophet, the deceivers. Do not go into that, people. Come out of Babylon. Come out of her, people. Stay strong, people. Endure all the way to the end, y'all. The Messiah is coming quickly. He is coming to give those according to he's coming to reward those according to their deeds, okay? So, amen. The Messiah is coming back quickly. Okay, so let's get together. Stay ready for him. Amen. Prayers up for everybody who's listening to this. Prayers for those all over the world, man. All peoples all over the world. Prayers to all of you. Okay, I don't know your situation. I don't know the details. But the Most High sees everything. All right. And the Most High got you. Praise the Lord. Be patient, strong, endure, and keep learning out of your situation so the testimony could be better. Amen. Praise the Most High. Your testimony could save somebody else's life out there. Your testimony can win a soul. Amen. Praise the Most High forevermore, y'all. Let's stay strong and always remember how excellent, and always keep remembering how excellent he is and remind ourselves how good he is. Hallelujah. Praise him forever, y'all. He is beyond excellent, y'all. He's the seeking shepherd, the self-existent one, separate from sinners, the servant of rulers, the servant of the Father, servant of the Lord, shade upon thy right hand, shadow of a great rock, shadow of his hand, shadow of mine hand, shadow of the Almighty, shadow of thy wings, shalom of God, Shekinah, glory, shelter, shelter of his flock, shepherd of Israel, shepherd of souls, shepherd of the flock, shepherd of the little flock, shepherd of the other sheep, shepherd of the sheep. Shepherd of tender compassion, shepherd lamb, shepherd of the valley, shield for me, shield of thy help, Shiloh, shorn lamb, sign spoken against, silent and meek lamb, sin bearer, sinless high priest, sinless one, sir, slayer of the enemy, smitter of the nation, smitten judge of Israel, smitten rock of Horeb, smitten shepherd, smitten of God, son of man, sower of the word of God, spirit of Christ, song of drunkards, son from heaven, son of David, son of freedom, son of God, son of Joseph, son of man in heaven, son of man the Savior. Son of Mary, Son of Peace, Son of the Father, Son of the Free Woman, Son of the Highest, Son of the Living God, Son of Truth, Son over His house, spiritual drink, spiritual meat, spiritual rock, spoiler of the principalities, spokesman of the Father, sprinkler of nations and kings, star out of Jacob, stay, stiller of the raging sea, stiller of the raging sea, stone cut without hands, stone of Israel, stone of stumbling, stone of builders rejected, stranger and alien, strength and song, strength in time of trouble, strength of Israel, strength of my heart, strength of my life, strength of the children, strength of the Lord, strength to the needy, strength to the needy, strength to the poor, stretched out arm, outstretched arm, strong habitation, strong hand, strong Lord, strong Redeemer, strong power, strong rock, strong hold, strong tower, stumbling stone, Son of Righteousness, sure foundation, sure mercies of David, sure steadfast anchor, sure of your better testament. Surety of David, sustainer and sufficient one, sword of thy excellency, tabernacle, tabernacle of God, teacher from God, teacher of David, teacher of my path, tempest of hail and destroying storm, temple, temple of the city, tender plant, amazing, awesome, excellent, wonderful God, excellence of the kings, testament of prophecy, testator, testimony of the scriptures, that bread, that eternal life, that one from the beginning, that prophet, that rock, the creator, the everlasting arm, the excellent delight, the glorious honor of thy majesty, the glory of their strength, the grace of God, the highest, the just, the justification of life, the justification of many, the king, the Lord, my hiding place, the Lord, my helper and deliverer, the love of God, the man, the manifest life, the mercy of the Most High, the mighty of Jacob, the rock of our salvation, the Savior, the victory, the Savior of upright hearts, the secret of the Lord, the Son of the Lord God, the song of Moses, the sower, the straight gate, thine holy one, thresher of wheat and chaff, throne of God's holiness, thou Christ, tower of David, tower and fortress, tower of salvation, trample of the young lion and dragon, treader of the angry waves, treader of the high places, treader of the lion and the deer, lion and adder, treader of the winepress, thy glorious name, thy kindness and marvelous comfort, thy staff and comfort, thy praise, treasure of wisdom, tried stone, triumph Christ, triumph overcomer, triumph lamb, true and faithful witness, true and righteous judge, true breath from heaven, true God and eternal life, true light, true vine, truth, uncorrupted and glorified one, uncomprehendable light, undefiled, unknown God, unspeakable gift, upholder of all things, upholding right hand, valiant right hand, veiled to a new and living way, very beautiful King, very Christ, very foundation of the church, very God of peace, very great, very high priest, very high servant, very lovely song, very present help, very pure word, victorious King and Lord, victorious Lord Jesus, victorious one, victory vine, voice of great thunder, voice of many waters, voice of the Almighty, voice of the Lord God, wall of fire, water of life, way, way everlasting, way of salvation, way of the just, way of the Lord, way to the holiest, way, weakness of God. Most definitely the way, truth, and life, the way of life. Most definitely the well-beloved of God, well-beloved Son, white linen of the saints, white stone, wisdom, wisdom and knowledge, wisdom of the just, wise and strong Lamb, witness, witness of the Father, witness of truth, witness to the people, wonderful counselor, word, word made flesh, word of God, word of his power, word of life, word of righteousness, word of the Lord, worshipful Lord, worthy Lamb of heaven, worthy Lord Jesus, worthy Redeemer, worthy servant, wounded one in the house of friends, wounded one for transgressors, yoke of peace and rest, young child, zeal of the Lord of hosts, zealous one, hallelujah, amen. Praise the Most High forevermore, y'all. So there you have it. Okay, that's the message for today, the story of Job. That's something we can all apply to our lives, man, and really learn from, okay? That patience, being still, that is something we all need to be better at, okay? A lot of people are very impatient and antsy and anxious and all that. We got to be really firm people, okay? So all types of people out there are going through the tests and battles. Everybody, the elders, the older people, middle-aged people, adults, men, women, young adults, teenagers, the youth are having the battles, man. These children, you got to pray for the babies, man. These children, you know, the devil's attacking these young people hard, man. We got to pray for these teenagers. We got to pray for these young boys, these young girls, man. We got to pray for these young adults, man. Just, you know, I'm just 29 years old, but, you know, these children out there in the school system, man, these children are going through it, man. So we got to really pray for the children because the kingdom of heaven belongs to them. You know, Messiah said that. Messiah said the kingdom belongs to such as these, okay? So we got to really pray for these children, amen. Prayers up for all of you out there, man. Black people, white people, Latino, Asian, Middle Eastern, man. Samoan, whatever you is, all peoples, all these show tribes, prayers for all of you out there all over the world, amen. We touch and agree, y'all. So what I love to do as I close out is give you all this priestly blessing on the way out, okay? Here we go. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And they shall put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them. Shalom, amen. Selah, Barakatha, I'm Jarvis Kingston. I love you all. Prayer for you all. Peace.